logos on the screen throughout this press conference. We'll talk about two administrative burdens in particular that patients and doctors encounter every day. The first is called prior authorization, also known as PA. It requires that a physician request health insurer approval of a prescription drug or other healthcare service before such care is delivered. This frequently involves a significant amount of paperwork. It varies from insurer to insurer, and doctors often have to hire additional office staff just to process this paperwork. Fail first is the other administrative burden we're talking about. It's also known as step therapy, and that requires patients to try and fail on one or more prescription drugs chosen by their insurance company, not their healthcare professional, before gaining access to the drug that was recommended to treat their health condition by their prescriber. The use of these programs can create significant barriers to quality patient care, which can delay treatment and contribute to negative patient outcomes. Without proper guidelines, these limit a healthcare provider's ability to tailor care to individual patient needs. For patients living with serious or chronic illnesses, prolonging ineffective treatment and delaying access to the right treatment may result in increased disease activity, loss of function, and possible irreversible progression of disability. This impacts adults and children alike. No one is immune to the administrative burdens that insurers place on patients and providers. And amid the current climate with the COVID-19 pandemic, many states and insurers have temporarily lifted these burdensome administrative protocols in an effort to provide greater access to care. However, patient advocates are warning that this issue goes much deeper than our present environment. This is not something that patients and providers should be burdened with now or during the crisis or moving forward. We have three patients on the line, as well as Rep. Steve Mentzer, to speak about the legislation. Rep. Mentzer, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Wonderful. Rep. Mentzer is of Lancaster County. He was elected to represent the citizens of the 97th Legislative District in the Pennsylvania House of Representatives in November 2012. And for this session, Mentzer has been appointed to serve on the House Aging and Older Adult Services, Tourism, Insurance, and Professional Licensure Committees. Sir, over to you.
Thank you, Mary. I think it's fairly sure, or everyone on this call is sure of the frustration with the current insurance pre-authorization process. And we've either had an experience personally or know of someone who has had to deal with the current system of prior authorization. That's the main reason I introduced HB 1194, to ensure that patients and doctors have a more efficient electronic prior authorization system. This bill should expedite the prior authorization process, reducing administrative burdens for physicians, and ultimately better serve patients. This bill, House Bill 1194, ensures that fail-first protocols are based on clinical guidelines developed by independent experts. It establishes a basic framework for when it is medically appropriate to exempt patients from fail-first protocols, and makes these exceptions transparent and accessible to patients and providers. I believe this legislation should move now. The current pandemic is a perfect example of why we need to ensure providers and patients get care as quickly as possible. So I appreciate you allowing me to speak on this virtual press conference, Mary, and I'll give it back to you.
Thank you so much, sir. We really appreciate your time this morning. I'd like to also introduce some of our speakers. We'll have three patients that will be sharing their personal stories. The first is Faye Parker. She's from Reading, PA. She is with the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network as one of their patient advocates. Faye.
Good morning. My name is Faye Parker, volunteer for the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network, ACS-CAN. As a stage 3 melanoma cancer survivor, I have experienced the dangers of delays in access to tests and treatment firsthand. After I was diagnosed, my health insurer repeatedly denied the scans my doctor ordered, which delayed my treatment by a full month and a half. This extra delay seriously put my life at risk, as I could have developed additional tumors during that time. This was my life for years after my diagnosis. I had to get scans every 4 months, which very often turned into 5.5 months, due to struggles with prior authorization. The doctor would give my scan order, I'd call to schedule it, and was told I'd have to get prior authorization approval for the scan. This happened regularly and repeatedly. I'd usually get a notice in the mail that it had been denied, and my doctor would then have to take time out of her schedule to call my insurer and go through the process again. And it would usually get denied again. This process continued until it was either finally approved or my insurer approved another type of scan test. Delays in treatments such as mine are all too common and can be a result of, quote, prior authorization, end quote, which is the process of requiring a physician to obtain health insurer approval to prescribe a specific medication or healthcare service. Cancer patients such as myself are already fighting for our lives. We cannot afford to wait on insurers to approve tests or treatments ordered by our doctors, as those delays can cost us precious life-saving time. Even in the midst of COVID-19, ACS CAN and volunteers such as myself are fighting to keep cancer a priority amongst state lawmakers, because cancer does not and will not wait. Today, cancer patients, including myself, are asking state legislators to support and pass Pennsylvania HB 1194, a bill that ensures cancer patients can get the timely access to care their lives depend upon. We appreciate your consideration and thank you for your time.
Thank you, Faye. The next patient I'd like to introduce is Carrie from Ferraro from Gwynedd, PA. She's a Arthritis Foundation advocate.
Good morning. My name is Carrie. I live in Lower Gwynedd in Montgomery County. After painful experiencing symptoms of an autoimmune disease, my doctor diagnosed me with spondyloarthritis, a painful form of arthritis that manifests in the spine. In late October, my doctor prescribed a biologic medication to treat my condition and submitted a prior authorization to my insurance the same day. The insurance company denied it, so my doctor put it in for an appeal. Insurance again denied it and disputed my diagnosis. I had an MRI and my doctor sent those results to my insurance provider. The doctor also submitted prior authorization for a different biologic medication to see if it would be easier to get approval for it. After some time, the insurance provider approved my biologic. Since I had been without treatment for all this time, I was thrilled to have access to the medication my doctor thought would help me. However, when my specialty pharmacy tried to fill my prescription, the insurance company denied it because they said it exceeded the approved dollar amount. They stated that my doctor would need to submit another prior authorization for the dollar value of the biologic. When I contacted my doctor, she said she had never heard of that, despite many years of experience with prior authorization. My doctor's office again contacted my insurance provider to try and get the necessary approval and was ultimately successful. When I finally received my biologic medication, it had been 78 days. 78 days of phone calls, paperwork, back and forth, 78 days without treatment for my arthritis, 78 days of pain and uncertainty. With this legislation, my insurer wouldn't be able to drag their feet. They would have a timeline they'd need to adhere to. They would have been required to be more transparent about what was required for an approval. I urge lawmakers to pass this legislation to protect patients like me and ensure timely access to the care providers prescribe. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Carrie. Our final patient sharing their story today is Keisha Hester from Mill Creek Township, PA. She's an advocate with the National Multiple Sclerosis Society.
Hi, I'm Keisha Hester. I'm a 31-year-old woman living with my husband, two dogs, and coming this July, a daughter in Mill Creek Township, which is just outside of Erie, Pennsylvania. My MS story began when I was just a child. My first symptoms showed up when I was about 11 years old. Many of those issues were misdiagnosed as other things up until my disease progression hit its peak in my late teens and early 20s. I was officially diagnosed on New Year's Day of 2009. After two major symptoms led me to seek a specialist, after my primary care physician brushed off the experiences as all in my head. Upon receiving my diagnosis, my healthcare team and I immediately began discussing the best treatments. In 2009, most of these were injectables, and I truly didn't know which ones were expensive or not. I was more concerned with how I was going to function. I wanted to finish my degree that I was pursuing at Allegheny College and become the productive member of society I always assumed I would be. It was far more of a struggle than I thought. Given that many MS treatments had fairly good outcomes, I'd hoped I'd be in remission by the end of that year, my sophomore year. I wasn't quite so lucky. In the 4 years following my diagnosis, I had to fail several treatments. Many of them were ones my doctor never would have prescribed to me if it weren't for the fact that he knew the insurance hurdles of step therapy and having to prove failure first. So I had to fail those before I could finally be put on a treatment that did in fact put me into remission. I suffered greatly throughout my career at Allegheny and then while obtaining my master's degree after that at Carnegie Mellon, trying to balance schoolwork with symptoms and also with fighting to be my own advocate, which is a very real thing that we all have to do based on the logistical struggles of managing actually three autoimmune diseases treated by three different specialty doctors. I wish I could say that the administrative and the medication struggles had ended when I found a treatment that worked for me. Unfortunately, prior authorization continued to be a major issue. Based on the current regulations, my established medication was required to be reauthorized every 6 months. So every 6 months, I had to worry that something would go wrong, that something would be delayed, and I would be without my medicine. In December of 2018, my medicine was up for refill and required another prior authorization. Administrative issues ensued, and I had no control over them. I had used my limited time, energy, and abilities to call my insurance company, my specialty pharmacy, and the doctor's office every single day to try to sort out what exactly went wrong. It was nearly impossible to get a straight answer. The stress and time wasted, of course, was bad enough, but the real fallout was that I went without medicine for 5 weeks. Shortly after that, I had a relapse in which I lost sight in my right eye, and that had been treated with steroids, and my eyesight came back, but I continued to have reactivations of that same symptom even right now, as I'm speaking. So there are very real life consequences every day for those of us living with MS and other chronic conditions who rely on medications in order to function. The struggle never ends. People without chronic conditions often don't realize the medical and administrative issues that we face, and that with the right regulations and reforms, like this one, House Bill 1194 in Pennsylvania, the struggles could be decreased greatly. While my life will never be simple, and while my diseases will always be unpredictable, there are very real actions that can be taken to improve my quality of life and the quality of life of the millions of other Pennsylvanians who are affected by struggles similar to mine. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Keisha. I really appreciate you and Carrie and Faye sharing your stories. These are just a few examples of patients who have had to overcome onerous administrative burdens simply to get the care their doctor thinks it's best for them. We need to do this now. The pandemic has shown that patients can't wait another minute to receive their treatments, and that healthcare providers can't afford to be burdened with waiting unnecessary lengths of time and with paperwork causing patient delays in care. not during this COVID-19 pandemic, and not ever moving forward. It's up to the House Insurance Committee now to move this bill forward. We encourage the Insurance Committee members and Chair Pickett to support this legislation and bring it to the floor for a House vote. We're a strong coalition of nearly 50 member organizations, patients, providers, hospitals, all working together to ensure fail-first and prior authorization practices in place. We're hopeful that this legislation will pass this session. And for reference, again, that bill number is House Bill 1194. I'd like to thank the three patients who shared their stories today. And I'd like to thank all of the providers who have helped to support these efforts year after year. And hopefully this is our year to get this past this session. If you have questions, please reach out to me at mbartlett@arthritis.org. Again, that's mbartlett at arthritis.org. Thank you again for participating. Stay safe and stay well. Thank you all.